Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddies Gene Marks back on the show. Gene is the editor of the Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists, which has everything you'd ever want to know about where things are for small business in it. He's also the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. And he's, you see his name and his byline all across the internet. He's a very prolific writer and a small business expert and our good friend Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
So, Gene, one of the things you've done, as I have done, is you've been looking into your Gene Marks crystal ball and looking at 2010 and with all the things that you've seen and that you know with your experience, and you've come to some conclusions about how 2010 is going to go. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I wrote a column recently for Business Week about why, as of now, as a business owner, I have 10 employees in my company, why I'm not planning on hiring anybody this year. And you know, the column was started because I was watching it. You ever watch Jersey Shore on MTV?
I've heard about it, but I have just enough of a life not to watch it.
Jim, I'm telling you, it's like watching
barely.
A train wreck. You can't take your eyes away from it. It's that bad. So you know, I was watching it, and I was watching the kids that are featured on it. And I'm like, oh my God, these kids, they need jobs, they need careers. And then I was reading how like 2.5 million people around the country watch this show every week.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, man, we are really in a recession
hey,
if Gene, all these people have enough time to watch the show.
Hey, no? Gene, there's no accounting for taste, right?
There really isn't. So anyway, I was thinking to myself, like, boy, we got to give these guys some work. And can the small business community, can all of us kind of get together and create some jobs for these people? Is there something I can do in my company? And I know it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but this year with the economy the way it is right now as we stand, I'm not in a hiring mood, and there's a few reasons why.
Tell us. Well, I think you're right because, and here's the thing. I mean, let's kind of stop for a moment and identify what's going on. I mean, there may be as many as 17 million people who are either unemployed or underemployed.
Right.
Gene,
we've got
a hill to climb to get people back to work, don't we?
We really do. And, you know, last week I was at a presentation given by a local member of the Federal Reserve in the Philadelphia area, and they're giving his forecast for 2010, and they don't know what to do about the unemployment situation right now. They're forecasting very moderate growth in GDP next year in 2010, and they continue to forecast low inflation and low interest. But I have to tell you, I see a lot of people looking at each other and saying, geez, you know, we were at the same presentation in January of 2008, and no one was telling us what was coming down the road. So, you know, people are kind of in doubt, even with our experts that are forecasting the future, you know?
Right.
And as a small business owner, as you know, we just don't like uncertainty. And I still think there is uncertainty out there before we start hiring people. And that's just one of the reasons
it's uncertainty because we don't know. And one of the reasons why we're uncertain, Gene, is because we're in some uncharted waters. This is my seventh recession.
Mm-hmm.
My first one was 1969. Even I haven't seen one like this because this one is not an asset bubble meltdown like we had in the past where they had too much inventory. This is was caused by a financial crisis and that's still going on, and we've never had a recovery in my career where credit wasn't available for the recovery.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the government is trying very hard to put liquidity in the system and make the credit available, but even the banks, where there's plenty of money available for them to lend out, it's really there. They're, you know, licking their wounds, and they're not, you know, jumping up and down to lend money out to finance growth for business owners like myself, and that's also another real, you know, cause for concern.
Well, and the reason is, and it's not we don't like the reason, but the reason is they've, anytime you make a loan, you take a risk.
Right.
And they've already got such ugly balance sheets, they can't afford one more bad deal.
Right, that's exactly right. And, you know, in some ways, when people talk about it being the new normal, I mean, business owners, like myself, have to realize that this is the way it is. A lot of the loans that were being given out over the last 5 or 10 years were being done on, you know, kind of questionable numbers or,
right.
or a little bit too much assumption of risk by our bankers. And I think that the loan qualifications and the reviews and the due diligence that's being done now by the banking industry are good things. I mean, it's what they probably should have been doing 5 to 10
right.
years ago.
Exactly.
That would have avoided the problem that we're in. So, you know, again, there's less liquidity out there to help me finance my business, you know.
And Gene, hold on to that thought because we've got to take a quick break. So, folks, that contributes to the uncertainty.
Right.
But then there are some things that are maybe not certain but are being proposed that also make us go, as we think about possibly hiring a new employee. I'm doing that myself. I'm saying, do I really want to put another person on my payroll right now under these circumstances? 20 till, right back with Gene Marks after these messages. Stay with us.
I don't know why they don't explode.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I have a website, which is over 12 years old, 1997 model. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Okay, no, it's not the same site, thank God. We've changed it many times. It's brand new, really, in a lot of ways. In fact, it changes every day. We have new stuff up there every single day, and so check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thousands and thousands of pieces of information, multimedia, listen, read, ask questions. Check my blog out. Lots of stuff there on any topic under the Small Business Sun. On any amount of time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something you can do there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gene Marks is with us, folks. Gene is a longtime friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is he's the guy who talks to small business owners all the time in print, online, and in person, helping them get better organized, do a better job of putting their best foot forward in the marketplace. You see him on Business Week. You see him on the Forbes pages on their website and lots of other places. Gene, you in the previous segment, you were talking about why small businesses aren't thinking about hiring as much. One of the things is because of the anxiety about general anxiety about things. But you've got some specific examples too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, another specific example, you know, Jim, is the deficit. I, again, as a business owner, we look at what the government is doing now, and this is not a political thing. It's just that we are running a very large deficit.
Well, you're talking political class here. You're not talking Republican or Democrat. I mean, we now know that the big spending party is the one in charge, right, Gene?
Yeah, that's right. And well, they're spending now, but you know, and but just full disclosure, I mean, I'm a Republican, but you know, the Republican Party did their fair share
that's
of
my point.
In spending when they were in power.
That's my point. Whichever one's in charge, that's the big spending party.
Absolutely right. And you know, it makes it tougher for the rest of us because you know, you see this looming thing down the road, and another reason why people, specific people that I know, don't want to hire you know, new employees, myself included, is you know, we're seeing taxes somewhere on the horizon. Nobody's talking about them. Nobody's admitting it, but. How else can this stuff be paid for?
It's got to get paid. Something's got to give one way or the other. And I'll tell you something, Gene. I've had two experts on the last 30 days who have said something that I've been thinking but haven't actually said out loud, and that's that technically, for all intents and purposes, America's already bankrupt.
Yeah. It's an interesting case to make, and there certainly is some credence to that.
Meaning
you know,
again, we already have more obligations than we have cashed and proposed revenue to pay for them. So something's got to give.
Right.
And that causes all of us to back off a little bit. What else?
It does. You know, another thing that's also looming, as we know, is the healthcare debate. I mean, you know, bringing on new employees, healthcare is a big line item on all of our income statements.
Right.
Right now, we're not really sure if that's going to go up, if that's going to go down, what our requirements are going to be, what they're not going to be. That also kind of holds me off from hiring somebody until some of this is resolved. I mean, there's two big pieces in our income statement that are affected by people, and that's taxes that we're going to have to pay, including potential unemployment taxes, Social Security taxes, you know, just income taxes, and then of course, healthcare and benefits.
Well, and
these
it depends
are questionable
on
right now.
It also depends on which industry you're in. There's a provision in the current bill in the Senate that would cause your business or my business to have to employ 50 people to be mandated to help to that healthcare program. But if we're, but if you've got a cousin in the construction business, you know, that's down to 5 employees.
You're absolutely right.
Now, and so, I mean, so if they can do that to the construction industry, Gene, they can do that to you or me.
That's right. That's exactly right. And to that can happen. So, you know, Jim, look, enough complaining and enough whining, you know, I mean, we know what the situation is that's out there. There is a lot of uncertainty. So, you know, I talk to a lot of business owners, and again, myself included, we say, okay, if we're not going to hire in 2010, well, what are we going to do as far as getting the work done? You know, I mean, you know, the work is still there. You know, it's not increasing as much as we'd like, but, you know, what other steps are we going to take if we're not going to bring somebody on full-time? And what I wrote about, you know, recently was that there are 3 main things I'm seeing people do, right? Number one is we're trying to squeeze as much as possible out of our existing people.
Yep.
You know, productivity, one of the good indicators from the last recession is that productivity had increased significantly over the past year, and kind of makes sense because there's
right.
You know, output is being done with less people.
Uh-huh.
So we have to do that as business owners too. How do we get as much output as possible with less people? One way is retraining a lot of our people.
Mm-hmm.
The stimulus program has provided a lot of money to states around the country. Pennsylvania, for example, has the Pennsylvania Workforce Development Fund, where, you know, there's grant money being given out to small businesses across all industries to help retrain your workers to do different tasks and have different technical skills. So I think that's one thing that a small business.
Another thing we got to do, Gene. Another thing we got to do, though, is in the process of all that, and sort of benefiting from this increased productivity. As managers, we have to make sure that we don't create a casualty list while all that's happening.
That's
because
right.
you can't ride your horses into the ground.
That's exactly right. You're 100% correct on that. However, we all know, our employees, you know, as well as us, know that times are tough. And, you know, unemployment's 10%, and a lot of people are grateful to have their jobs.
Right.
And this is a time where, you know, we have to put that extra foot forward and make that extra effort to keep our jobs and to keep our
right.
businesses going. But your point is exactly right. I mean, we can't drive people into the ground just for the sake of it. There
we have to recognize that you know, we pay them what we can, but they also need to be told, you know what, I understand. I know that you're pulling your little extra weight. I appreciate you doing that. And you got to demonstrate that you're doing the same thing as a manager, as an owner.
Yep, of course. And, you know, you asked me, you know, when we were on break, like, how things are going, and I'm saying, well, you know, things are going the way they are, like everyone else. We're working harder for less money, and we're seeing that all over the country.
That's the new normal, right?
It is the new normal.
Gene,
really
give us the website, please.
Sure. My website is quickerbetterwiser.com, and that has all of the columns that I write for Forbes Business Week and the American City Business Journal. As well,
quickerbetterwiser.com. Check it out, folks. He's a lot of good stuff there. Your books are there, too, aren't they?
They are there.
So check him out, all the good things that he does. Quick break, Tintil. More to come with Gene Marks after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, for hanging out with me. We're talking about jobs. When are we going to have jobs? When are people going to start hiring again? What's holding things back? Where are we stuck? That's the question, right? Where are we stuck? Gene Marks is our good friend, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Quickerbetterwiser.com, right, Gene?
That's correct, Jim.
And folks, check that out when you get a chance. You can find his books there, Outfoxing the Small Business Owner and Small Business Book of Lists. And Gene, you've got a new book coming out later this year.
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be out before June. It's going to be Quicker, Better, Wiser, 99 Ways to Increase Your Profits in Your
All
Business.
All right.
And
you're going to launch
it. Fun book.
And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do that. That's right. We'll have an actual launch. I'll be going around and speaking about it.
Too. My audience is going to hold you to that now, Gene. It's official.
Fair enough.
So what else is going on out there? Why else are we stuck, or what can we do to get unstuck with regard to hiring people?
Well, you know, we talked about before, one way is about retraining your people. And by the way, for people listening that are, you know, working, people in small businesses, getting retrained yourself is another, you know, is another thing to consider.
Yeah.
You have to make yourself more marketable to business owners like ourselves, of course. Number two is,
Gene,
word called outsourcing. Gene.
Hey, Gene, hold on a second. How about retraining our company?
That's another interesting and
because
I've been
saying for a long time now, and I say it almost every day, and I think I'm trying to drill it into people's heads. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, coming up with better ways for how you're doing things is of course, a very, very important thing to do. And that's a whole other topic or conversation I would love to have
with
you.
Let's work that up and bring it back. You just said something that I think is one of the most important things in the history of small business, and that's outsourcing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, outsourcing, Jim, is, you know, the evil word has become not so evil as people are looking for ways to save money and you know, defer employing people full-time. And, you know, the outsourcing environment nowadays, the tools that are out there for people to outsource are better than they've ever been in my career of working with small businesses. I mean, you know, the two, in my opinion, the two leading, you know, sites that are out there, you know, Elance is one, Guru is another, even Craigslist. There are just thousands
yeah.
of potential freelancers and subcontractors and people out there looking for work.
Yeah.
And small business owners now are saying, well, you know, besides bringing somebody on full-time, we can find somebody with good qualifications.
And more and more of the jobs that we're adding in this new economy don't require someone to be under your roof.
That's exactly right. The tools that have come across now allow us to hire people anywhere in the world. So, you know, those remote connection tools like, you know, GoToMyPC and all the ones I'm sure that your audience has heard about, you know, you can hire that marketing person out in Los Angeles if you're in New York, or you can hire that bookkeeper in Phoenix if you're in Miami. If it's a good person and a quality person to outsource work to, there are all these tools now available
yep.
for people to remotely yep. manage their people.
Absolutely.
And that's a really good thing for business owners, and I'm seeing a lot of people do that now rather than hire somebody full-time.
Right, no question about it. And I'll tell you, the outsourcing concept, folks, I talk about it being internal and external. Internal means you hire some, you get, let somebody else do some of your work, like your payroll or your accounting or whatever it might be. And external is when you actually develop a business model to offer a product where you are their outsourced resource.
That's correct. So if you can think of saving other people time and money by providing services on their behalf, that's a form of outsourcing.
It's also a form of reinventing your company, because you've been thinking of delivering a product. Maybe you should deliver a product wrapped in a service.
You're exactly right. And that actually leads me into the third thing that I've seen business owners do. I mean, remember, the first thing I've seen them do is retrain their employees or
right.
encourage that and get grants to do that. I've seen business owners outsource a lot more activities than they ever have. And the third thing I've seen people do is they're just partnering a lot more. And that gets back to outsourcing services
yep.
that you
yep.
just mentioned. So, you know, if there are services that you think you can perform but you're not sure, you know, I've seen a lot of business owners partner with competitors. I've seen roofing companies, you know, come together and offer compatible services or complementary
right.
services, a little bit less revenue or profits for you, but there's still revenue and profits, especially in a slow economy.
Right, right.
Plus, on top of that, it really gives you an opportunity to learn from your competitors. They can learn from you. And, you know, you have ideas and ways that you can actually forge sort of future relationships.
Well, the thing to help you with all this, I think, Gene, one of the things to keep in your mind is your challenges and your opportunities going forward are going to come at you looking differently than they did in the past.
Right. That's exactly right. And you have to be, you know, sort of nimble and on your
yeah.
feet to respond to them.
And creative and flexible and innovative, and you have to, and your ability to roll with the flow is going to have to go up a notch or two. Hey, Gene, give us that website one more time.
Sure, Jim. It's www.quickerbetterwiser.com.
And his books are there. Outfoxing the Small Business Owner and Small Business Book of Lists are there. Soon his new book is going to be there, which we're going to launch on this show. Look for Gene wherever you see smart people talking about small business. Gene will be there. Gene, thanks for being here
Thank
today.
Thank you, Jim.
See you
great
next time. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he is to us and to you. Quick break. No, actually, I got to go. I'm having so much fun, I can't stand it. I'll see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.